You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so on the Kardashian train, Pete and Kim broke up. On the same day, Khloe and Tristan brought in another baby. People were like, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder. Have you ever heard of anything like what goes on with this family, like on a weekly basis? It is a telenovela every 2 days. And it's crazy. Like, we, everything from the Travis Scott concert to the Kylie bathing suits getting canceled, to Pete Davidson, to the Kanye drama, to North holding up a sign that says stop at Fashion Week, sitting next to Anna Wintour, sitting next to your mom, the most famous person in the world, wants the media to stop, to Caitlyn Jenner, to Courtney and Travis, and his plane fears and his accidents, and to Scott Disick, to the, all the people that Scott Disick has dated, and what's gone, like, is it what this is a telenovela that goes on forever. Like, what, how is this even possible? How is there so much? Like, it's insane. And what's funny is that there's a big appetite for it. There must be, otherwise the media wouldn't report on it so much. Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble and all of that. And it's just like, it's actually endless content. So it makes perfect sense that they would be so utterly famous. But I was at, and there's a voracious appetite for it. The media wouldn't keep putting it out. And I think it's the younger generation wouldn't keep digesting it. But what I find interesting is, so I was with my fiance's parents in Nantucket and that group of friends. Okay. So that's a group that's Nantucket. That's like a, you know, Nantucket's a very waspy, you know, upscale place. So let's just say that that's the prototype there. And I was at a group there, and the women that are, you know, around my age, some younger, some older, they're like, make it stop. Make it stop. I'm sick of them. I want it to go away. Make it stop. So I thought, that's interesting. So you're not buying the products. Okay. They're like, it's enough. They've taken every coin off the floor. We got it. Enough. So that's that group. And then I'm in Saint-Tropez with a different group of people in a different age. And some of the people are French and some of the people are young and some are middle-aged. And they're like, oh my God, it's enough. Basta. Like, I'm not, it's enough. Like, it's over. Make it stop. And my friends are like, have had it. They're just like, can it stop? My assistants have had it. Like, everybody's just like, can we just have a break? Can we just let a little bit of air out of the Kardashian balloon?
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I know 1 out of 1,000 of you, you're tearing women down. You don't support other women. You don't support business women. Okay. I do support other women. I don't support all women. And I'm allowed to say something. When you put yourself so out there, so loud and proud, we're allowed to say something. And here's the other thing. You can come at me. You can criticize my life, my products, my whatever. I'm here. I'm public too. Can criticize me as much as you want. I'm open. It's open season, but I will say something that I'm not jealous. If I were jealous, I'd filter myself, edit myself, put on a bathing suit, put on a thong. I have a decent body. I could, you know, hair extension my way into being a fucking mermaid for Instagram. It's not what's important to me. It's not what I want to do. TikTok and Instagram has proven that. You could see my pictures. I look crazy because I don't care. But I'm no better than anyone else. I just think that, well, I'm not jealous. If I were to be jealous of anyone in this world, and I'm not jealous, the only one to be jealous of is Amal Clooney. No one's done it like Amal. No one has such an elevated, important, amazing job, sits in the shadows until it's time to come out to the light, is naturally stunning, isn't just like so loud and vulgar about everything that she is and has and who she's married to and flaunting it. And here's the thing. We get it. We paid for it. We bought the lips. We bought the plane. We bought the boats. We bought the trips. We bought the cars. We bought the life. We bought it all. We know you're showing us the receipts for our purchases. We know. We need a palate cleanser. We need a goddamn break. We're like vomiting on it. And it just, the week of the Pete and Kim breakup was just like, leave us alone. We know. We live through the you and Kanye. Like, we need a break. Can we have one break? Do we just want an intermission? Can we just have a Kardashian intermission? Just a brief interruption in service so we can all cleanse our palates and not be waterboarded with Kardashian culture. We just don't want every single thing we see to be about everything you have, do, you're married, you're amazing, the big dick energy, you're getting everything you want, it's perfect, you're in love, you tattooed each other, you're so happy, and then we got to go on a fucking ride. Like, you and Kanye, you're in a stadium getting married and you're so happy and he bought you Hermes stock for Christmas and Bulgari bracelets and Cartier bags and Cartier bracelets and pieces of art and you're rich and we know how rich you are because you got robbed and lost millions of dollars in diamonds and we know you have backup diamonds for your diamonds and backup Birkins for your Birkins and diamond encrusted Birkins and closet tours and Hermes interior planes and we bought it all. We know. We got it. It's waterboarding. Everybody I speak to and that I know and that comments on my posts is waterboarded by it. There's a whole world out there. There's an international world. There's a bunch of younger girls. I don't know them. Maybe it's just my world. We are just being bombarded in a time when it's been really crazy in this world. And we just need a goddamn break. We need a Kardashian intermission. There's no other way to say it. We need a palate cleanser. We just, in 1 week, one Kardashian week is my millennial. Like, it's like literally anything that's ever happened to me in my entire life, and I've had a pretty active life, is 1 week. We just need a palate cleanser, little break. Yeah, and by the way, it's not the Kardashians' fault. You see money on the floor, you're going to pick it up. They're not leaving a goddamn coin on the floor. Do you blame them? You're standing in a store, money drops from the sky. There's nobody around. You're going to grab every fucking coin and dollar you can. You're going to be scraping that shit off the floor, right? Why not? We're the ones putting the money on the floor. They're grabbing every fucking dollar. Why wouldn't they? It's us and the media. We're handing them every dollar. And we get it. You got it. You did it. You won. You played the fame game, the money game, the business game, the branding game. You won. You played the reality show game. You won and you beat everybody. I don't think anybody else wants it as much, but they won. It's okay to, like, you know, some other small businesses can come in, like some other, you know, young people can come in, but they're not. Kris Jenner has got her fucking elbows out and they are not letting anybody else in. They want every goddamn dollar that is on that floor. And I think we just feel waterboarded by Kardashian data. It's called car data at this point. It's just endless data about this family. And I talk about them a lot because I'm being waterboarded. It's all I hear. The only thing I see is Pete Davidson, Skeet, Kanye, this, whatever. Okay, next week, Chloe Tristan, everywhere on TikTok. And we're just drinking it up and eating it. I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been nervous to say it. Several reasons why. Number one, I know someone in common with them. I can't like let that be in the way. I've met them. Kim's nice. Kris is fine. Courtney's been fine. They're not paying my rent. And I've been nervous to say something and I don't know why. Like, it's too much. And I honestly have been afraid to say it. And it's not because Kris is the mafia and controls a lot of the media, because I don't give a fuck. Cancel me. I checked my balance. I'm okay. I just keep playing the cards as I like them. And if the tables go cold, I'm fine. But like, what are we doing? What are we saying to our kids? What is the message? Take it all. Be as rich as possible. Filter as much as possible. Be as fake as much as possible. Brag as much as possible. Be self-involved and take pictures of yourself that make you look in the best light possible as much as possible. Look like nothing like what you actually look like a shell of your former self as much as possible. Get plastic surgery and lie about it as much as possible. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Then do a charity donation to like rinse it over as much as possible. Like, what are we doing? What are we teaching our kids? It's just self-involved. It's narcissistic. And it's just the wrong goddamn motherfucking message. So I'm not jealous. And I do support women. I just don't necessarily support that women, how they choose to live their lives. And everything becomes a circus. Everything becomes a circus. Every relationship becomes fucking roadkill and carnage and a casualty. And it's just a disastrous circus. And other people want to be in the circus because they want to get the shine too. The friends make money. The friends' Instagrams become careers. I mean, it is an entire smash and grab job orchestrated by us. We paid for it. And I don't want to be a consumer of this anymore. I don't want to consume it. Make it stop in my life. Make it stop in my feed and my news. Leave me alone with it. I don't want to see it every second. That's what I'm saying. They could live their own fucking lives. Media, help me out and stop shoving it down my throat. They just have to, they're drug dealers. They're drug dealers and they keep peddling the same product, getting people hooked on it. And it's bad product. It's bad product that does bad things for young people. It's like a drug. You go out there and you're making money and you're selling drugs to young people. You're hooking young people on the wrong shit. You go out there, you push the Kardashians as being something to be looked up to. If you're interested in anything other than money, you're pushing the wrong shit. You're pushing the wrong drug. Push a different drug. I need a new drug now. We need a new drug for our kids. The Kardashians, we have all overdosed on it. We are in an OD state and we need to detox. We all need a Kardashian detox. And I have to say to you all, you'll say negative comments. I'm jealous. I take women down. You can say whatever you want. I've been feeling this inside. So many people feel this way and people are afraid. And I just don't want to live a life where I'm afraid. I didn't do a podcast to just be afraid of something that makes me sick. Like, I'm going to say it. Cancel me. Cancel me, everybody. Just tell, you know, don't listen anymore. I just can't tolerate anymore. And I'm sick of myself being so silenced by being like dipping my toe in, talking about the Marilyn Monroe dress and then backing up. Talking about something with Pete Davidson and then backing up. Talking about something with Kanye and then backing up. As far as I'm concerned, Kanye's half nuts, but he's at least like pure in his feeling and his honesty. I envy that because he just fucking says what he wants to say. And I need to be a person that all the way says what I want to say. If I ever say something that like brushes with racism because I said something wrong that I don't know, I want to be educated, I want you to tell me. If I say something that's insensitive or inappropriate or you know, some wrong terms for gender or sexuality or something, I want to hear about it. But I definitely don't want to temper myself when it comes to this topic because I just think maybe I'm different because I have a tween. I only care about how it affects these young kids. And this is a bad drug. The younger generation, I don't think minds this as much. It's my generation. The moms hate it. So I'm speaking to the moms because the young girls, they don't care as much. I don't know if that's good or bad. That scares me. The moms care deeply. The moms, the mommy mafia, wants this drug off the streets. The mommy mafia has spoken. I have spoken to so many different groups of moms. The moms are revolted, disgusted, and want this drug off the streets.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.